Shortly after I had come back from my trip to Poland, the Dutch magazine Kracht van Omhoog had asked me to write a series of articles for them about my experiences behind the Iron Curtain. I was no writer, and I did nothing about the invitation. But now, as I sat in my little room with my empty wallet on the homemade desk in front of me, I seemed to hear God say, "Write those articles for Kracht van Omhoog." I was mystified by the command. Surely it could have nothing to do with the need for money about which I had just then been praying. The magazine offered no payment. But that sense of insistence was there, and in sheer obedience I sat down and wrote about what I had observed, not only in Poland, but also in Czechoslovakia. I mailed the articles the next day, along with some photographs. The editor acknowledged them with his thanks, but without money as I expected, and I dismissed the whole matter from my mind. And then one morning there was another letter from Kracht van Omhoog. A strange thing was happening. Although nowhere in the article had I mentioned money, or indicated that I was even considering another trip to these places, from all over Holland readers were sending in money. It was never very much, just a few guilders at a time, but the editor wanted to know where he should send them. And thus began the most amazing story of supply. The first gifts from my unknown friends were small, because my needs were small. I wanted to help Geltje with the household expenses. My old jacket was worn out. I had promised Antonin that I would try to mail him a copy of the Czech Bible. And to meet these small needs, there was a small income from readers of Kracht van Omhoog. Later, as my work expanded and there was greater need, so too did contributions from readers increase. It was only when there was need for really large sums, years later, that God turned elsewhere for our funds. But something far more important than money came out of the first contact with Kracht van Omhoog. In the mail one morning came a letter from the leader of a prayer group in the village of Amersfoort. The Holy Spirit, the letter said, had instructed them to get in touch with me. They didn't know why. But could I pay a visit to Amersfoort? I was immediately intrigued. If the Holy Spirit was directing people's actions so minutely today, this was the very thing I needed to know more about. I went to Amersfoort. The group of about a dozen men and women met in the home of a man named Karl de Graaf, a builder of dikes. I had never met a group like this. Instead of a planned program for the evening, with a leader and a study topic, as with the other prayer groups I had attended, these people seemed to spend most of their time listening. There was an occasional prayer said aloud, in no particular order around the room, but these prayers were more like outbursts of love and praise for God than thought-out petitions. It was as though every individual in that room sensed that God was very close,